Lyle Ritz's instrument of choice is the ukulele. And yes, that is the correct Hawaiian pronunciation. Now, plenty of musicians play the uke, but no one plays it the way Lyle Ritz does. He earned the title Father of Jazz Ukulele when he recorded the world's first jazz album on the instrument 50 years ago. And he's not slowing down. Lyle Ritz has a new CD, Heidi Chang reports.
Like many older people, 77-year-old Lyle Ritz is not especially computer savvy, but he wanted to figure out a way to use a computer to make music.
So I went down to the Macintosh store, the Apple store, and I ended up buying one, taking it home, and so I had to fool with it a couple of months. And then I finally did a song. Just bass and uke. And the bass I entered in with my keyboard, like a piano-like keyboard. And I'm not a keyboard player either, so I just hunted and pecked the bass notes and put them in the proper place, which you can do with this program. And then I plugged in my uke, which has a pickup in it, and played along with my headphones. I could listen to the bass and play along with the bass, play the uke. And it really sounded really kind of nice.
Ritz does have a lot of experience in the recording studio, on film scores and pop records, most of it as a bass player. He played on more than 5,000 sessions as a member of the legendary Wrecking Crew, the group of studio musicians who backed up most of the hits that came out of Los Angeles from the mid-1960s to the early 80s. He's on the Beach Boys' Good Vibrations, A Taste of Honey by Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass, Sonny and Cher's The Beat Goes On, and You've Lost That Lovin' Feeling by the Righteous Brothers, which featured Carol Kaye playing electric bass and Ritz playing acoustic.
Okay, this is on the uke, of course, and there was a bass interlude that was sort of famous, and it went something like this. And then here, the brothers were singing and like an ad-lib phrase, which was so high energy. It was just one of those things in the studio when you're playing, you knew this was really going to be something.
Baby, baby, I'd get down on my knees for you.
Lyle Ritz didn't start out playing either bass or ukulele. His first instrument was the violin. He picked up the ukulele while he was working at a music store during college in Los Angeles.
I learned how to play the uke because I had to sell them in the music store. This was in the 50s when Arthur Godfrey, the entertainer who liked to play the uke, popularized the instrument, and so many people just had to have ukes. And we were selling them like mad. And one day I picked up, somebody wanted to see this beautiful, nice, big tenor uke. And I picked it up and played a few chords on it, and I was gone. I just loved it so much. I loved the sound of it. I loved the size and just the way it felt in my hands.
Ritz was drafted during the Korean War. One day, while on leave, he dropped by the music store. His former boss asked him to play a few tunes on the ukulele. Without telling him, the West Coast representative for Verve Records was in the store.
So I played a couple of songs, and sure enough, Barney Kessel comes over and introduces himself. And I just about fell through the floor. I couldn't believe that I was actually played before this man. And Barney Kessel, for those who don't know, was one of the few really great jazz guitarists of the 50s and 60s and 70s. And I mean, he was just a brilliant player.
Kessel offered Ritz a record deal when he got out of the Army. In 1957, Ritz recorded How About Uke. When the record was released, it didn't generate much interest. So after putting out another album, Ritz hung up his ukulele. He didn't think there was any future in playing an instrument many considered a novelty. That's when he took up the bass and joined the Wrecking Crew. But there was interest in How About Uke in Hawaii.
I can remember all of us young kids who were playing the ukulele, we would buy that record and we would sit by the phonograph, play it over and over.
Roy Sukuma is Hawaii's foremost ukulele teacher. He tracked Ritz down in L.A. in 1984. Until then, Ritz had no idea his first album had influenced a generation of ukulele players and enthusiasts like Sukuma.
We would all try to learn Lulu's Back in Town. We used to just play C, F, G, 7 back then, and then all of a sudden here comes Lyle with all these fantastic chord harmonies that just, you know, took music to a whole new level on the ukulele.
Sukuma invited Ritz to headline his annual ukulele festival in Hawaii, and Ritz ended up moving to the islands. Today, he lives in Portland, Oregon. He's made a few more recordings since the follow-up to How About Uke, but his most recent is the first he's done entirely on his own. Ritz admits it's a challenge adapting to the new technology, but he's happy about the control it gives him.
The song, Satin Doll, sounds like this on the uke. So that's how we start with the uke. Now, I have already recorded and entered the bass line in. And when I play the bass, I also use a metronome. And I'm not the least bit shy about admitting that, because this maintains order and there's a continuity through the whole song. The tempo stays in one place. So here, let's listen to the bass part with click. Comes the uke.
Ritz's ukulele is never far from his side. He says he's always fooling around with it just to hear what comes out.
I'm a firm believer and exponent of the art of noodling. That's just fooling around with the uke. Keep it by your side, and you don't necessarily have to have a goal in mind. Or you don't have to just fool with it, and things happen. And I call the result the fruit of the noodle.
And 7 decades into a life of music, Lyle Ritz is already noodling around with ideas for his next CD. For NPR News, I'm Heidi Chang.
Lyle Ritz was inducted last month into the Ukulele Hall of Fame. You can hear highlights from his career on ukulele and discover more music at our website, nbr.org/music. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Lynn Neary will be the host next week. I'm Rebecca Roberts.